This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India summit today. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said, Prime Minister Modi and the ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership. It said, strengthening relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East India Summit in Kuala Lumpur on the 27th of October. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and also exchange views on regional and international developments. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Ramanathapuram, Shivaganga, Thoothukudi and Virudhunagar districts are included under the Pradhan Mantri Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana. Interacting with farmers at Vellore, he said that under this project, 36 schemes are being integrated to deliver comprehensive benefits to farmers. He reviewed the progress of scheme convergence with heads of the four participating Krishi Vigyan Kendras. He emphasized on natural farming practices and the National Pulses mission, which described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to make the country self-reliant in pulses production. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is on its way to becoming self-reliant in mobile manufacturing. Speaking to reporters in New Delhi, the minister said within 2 years, the country will achieve complete domestic production of mobile phone components. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, who also holds the portfolio of railways, told the reporters that around 1.5 crore passengers have travelled by trains so far in this festive season. He added that this number is likely to be around 2.5 crores by the end of the festival period. Mr. Vaishnaw said large holding areas have been set up at 30 stations to ensure smoother crowd management. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began in different parts of the country with the ritual of Nahai Khai. The festival honors the sun god and celebrates the values of nature and cleanliness. On the first day of the festival yesterday, devotees took the holy dip and consumed simple meal of arwa rice, chana dal and bottle gourd in the form of prasad. The festival will culminate on Tuesday morning after paying oblation to the rising sun. The depression over Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a deep depression today and a cyclonic storm tomorrow. According to India Meteorological Department, Cyclone Montha is expected to make landfall near Kakinada on Andhra Pradesh coast as a severe cyclonic storm on Tuesday evening or night. The severe cyclone is expected to bring heavy to very heavy rain in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and West Bengal. Early forecasts suggest that North Tamil Nadu, including Chennai, may escape major impact. India's Hansika Lamba and Sarika Malik settled for silver medals at the Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. Hansika Lamba competed in the 53kg final but lost to Haruna Morikawa of Japan with a score of 0-4. In the 55kg category, Sarika Malik faced Aruka Nathami. In men's cricket, India avoided a clean sweep of the three-match series of host Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney. Chasing a target of 237 runs, India overhauled the score for the loss of just 1 wicket in 38.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.